Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and Saw Christopher Ramsey.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was horrible.
Got no idea.
Pulled a really strange face when he did it as well.
Was it sexy?
No. Great. The opposite. The opposite of sexy. And then worse again.
Unsexy?
Yeah, but then worse added on top of that.
Disgusting.
Like, into the minuses. Yeah. Awful. Never nice. Do that again. Mm. Good grief. Hi, guys. It's episode... Sorry, that was a bit harsh. It's episode 67. As
yes!
Always... Oh, my goodness.
Episode 60 flipping 7.
It's like you were playing bingo. And 67 was the last number you needed and you just got really excited and screamed.
I don't even know a call for 67. That's annoying, isn't it?
I think it's 6 and 7.
But is it fat ladies or anything? No.
No.
It's just...
67, nearly a 69. 6 and 7.
Not quite there. Belly button.
Not there yet. Not enough dates. 6 and 7.
Ew. Who's doing 69?
God, intro, why does this... Right, we'll talk about that later. Great. Shall we save it for episode 69? I don't know.
I'll write it down now.
Well, you got that to look forward to. Guys, as always, thank you so, so much for listening and rating and subscribing and all that stuff. And before we start, a word from this week's lucrative, real sponsor. Can I just say this, right? Because there's other things happening. We've got to say some stuff at the beginning and sometimes there's like someone else reading a thing. Look, this, what you're about to hear, is where the real sponsors are at, right? All the rest of it, hashtag fake news, it's a waste of time. But what you're about to hear, these guys got in touch because in the summer, the weather's really nice outside, the sales are down. Right. Sales are down across the board for these guys. So at this time of year, they like to get a little plug. And I've actually done them a really good deal.
Can I just say, right. I just want you all to know that I have no idea what he's going to say at this point. So, right, carry on.
Right,
So...
Right, okay.
They've been in touch.
Yeah, they've been in touch because, you know, summer's not the best time for them. So I thought, you know, as I'm a big fan of them myself.
It's not an elf, is it?
No. It's not seasonal.
Okay.
This week's sponsor is Soup. Hey. Soup. You hungry? Soup. Thirsty? Soup. Feeling ill?
Soup.
A little bit cold? Soup. Hey. Get some bread in there.
Skinned?
Soup. Hey, microwave or pan? It's up to you. Soup.
Posher in a pan, innit?
Hey, get a waffle in there. Dip, dip. Soup.
Okay.
It's good, that.
I like soup.
There we go. Yeah. Couple of money in the bank.
We don't eat it in the summer at
all. Money in the bank. Don't do it. No, it's weird. I was going to have some the other day and I thought, I can't at the sunshine. It's weird.
Yeah.
Soup.
Remember for our wedding when we went to pick the menu and they were like, soup's very popular. It was July. I was like, I'll not be having soup. Thank you.
Did we not have soup?
No. We had a salad.
Salad?
Like a seasonal vegetable salad. It was lovely.
Hey,
it was like
no wonder
ham.
We've got no friends.
I know.
Salad.
We were very selfish with our meal choice of our wedding. But
yeah. I can't remember what the food on the night was. I can't remember most of it. It's good though.
Great.
Good.
Really glad you enjoyed yourself.
Wish we'd had
right.
Soup.
No, I'm glad we didn't have soup. It was the hottest day of the year. Everyone got burnt. Yes, the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo.
babadoo 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode. Thanks for coming back again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks indeed. Yeah, we'll love it. It's still lovely that people enjoy us talking.
I mean, utter drivel,
fucking
Chris.
Fucking such crap. No. Such crap. But you know, it is what it is.
Caught us in a good mood today.
Oh, that's good.
You're
for
welcome.
The podcast recording. Hey, you're a lucky lot.
This is weekly.
Yeah.
I have at least, I can sometimes have 8 bad days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've caught us at least 3 weeks on the trot now in a good mood.
Oh, well, look at that. So fantastic. Might be why we're high up in the charts.
I wonder if that's what it is.
Because they're like, she doesn't sound horrible this week.
She's not miserable as sin this week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, you looking forward to having 6 people in your garden?
Can it bloody wait? Although, no, it's not 6 people. It'll only be 3.
For us, because we've got 3 people.
Because we've got 3 here.
At time of recording, we're actually recording this. Yeah, we're actually recording this on Sunday, not later on in the week. We've got stuff to do this week, so we're recording it on Sunday. So this is the day before the 6 people in the barbecue. Honestly, I've got 6 chairs piled up outside, bloody gagging for it.
I know.
It's midnight. Second midnight hits tonight. I'm putting them on the fucking lawn.
Can it wait?
Come on!
I did get a very funny text, though, from our friends. We've got friends, Rachel and Michael Fleming, our very good friends. They've got 2 kids. Rachel sent me a message saying, like, what we're going to do. It's like Sophie's Choice.
Oh,
which one of the kids are you going to bring?
Oh, man.
I was like, oh.
Well, only one of them can stay at home on their own, because one of them's a teenager and one of them's
Lucy
like
a
toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
You're at home alone, Lucy. Hard lines. But then who looks after the kids? Do you know what sorted it? Because Lucy always looks after the kids. Mm. She's always really good, looks after Robin and Finn. She's really good with them. I'll not come.
Oh, right, great.
So that's all right.
So what, you were just going to leave?
I'll just go out on my bike.
You are, honestly, you've loved this, haven't you? You don't have to hug anyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to see people.
Shake hands.
You are having the best. This is why we aren't getting along as well recently. You're enjoying this too much.
Look, I'm not enjoying it. Can I just say now, I'm not enjoying it. And by the way, people who are enjoying it, right? Stop fucking telling people who are miserable that you're enjoying the lockdown. It's really fucking insensitive, right?
Your people.
It's annoying, right? I'm not enjoying, but I'm trying to make the best of it. And look, I've got to be honest with you. Me bikes saved me life here. I know he slags off of being a bike guy.
Again.
It saved me life. I love me bike.
I can't wait till September hits.
Right.
And you never see the fucker for dust.
Right. What, because of the cold weather? Already thought of it.
What?
Gonna get some snow tires for it.
You telling me you're still gonna be out cycling when it's cold?
No,
you don't even go out when it's windy, man. You wimp.
I don't actually. There's nothing more upsetting than riding a bike in the wind.
I'm not, honestly, Chris. We're not talking about your bike again.
The people love it, man.
They do not love it. They absolutely don't love it. So let's stop. Don't. Right. Don't.
Did you just flatline? My bike just died. Just flatline.
I wish your bike would die.
Oh!
I'm cutting you off. Here's something.
Yeah.
Just with what's been happening this week. It's got nothing to do with COVID-19. You'll be glad.
Okay, cool.
Robin's getting a little bit older now.
Yeah.
So I've recently been trying to like get him to do favours for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I keep saying, will you go and do this for Mammy? And will you do it? And he's really good at
I've
it.
I've been doing that too.
Good.
Yeah.
He's getting very good at it. But I don't know whether you've noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I asked him to do us a favour and there was 2 coat hangers downstairs. God knows why. I was like, can you put them coat hangers at the bottom of the stairs for Mammy? I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be great.
Because we do that, don't we, though? We don't take something all the way upstairs. We relay shit round the house.
Yeah, I leave it at the bottom
of
the stairs.
Yeah, we do that, yeah.
And then I'll...
That needs to go upstairs. That will be moved from living room to bottom of stairs.
And then
checkpoint
upstairs.
Alpha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going all the way upstairs to take them up. I leave them at the bottom.
Right, not in one go.
No, God, no. And then when I go upstairs to maybe's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Put some deodorant on or something.
Yeah.
Then I'll take it up.
Doubt it.
Yeah. So, said to Robin, can you please put them at the bottom of the stairs? He was like, yeah, Mammy, I will. And I went, oh, you little legend. Right, okay, thank you. 2 minutes later, Mammy! Yeah? Mammy, look! All right, what's happened? I've put them at the bottom of the stairs. Come and have a look. I was like, no, Robin, that's fine. That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you for putting them up. No, come and look. Look at where I put them. Had to go check.
Yeah.
And congratulate him. I put them at the bottom of the stairs. Could have done it myself.
Pointless. Yeah, pointless. I hope you took something else with you. Did you take something else that needed to be left to checkpoint alpha?
Unbelievable. Nah, I know.
Wasted journey.
Waste of... Oh.
Pointless.
When are we, when does he get better? When
he's good at... He does, you know the jobs he does for me? You know what I've taught him to do?
What?
Go and get us a beer.
Get your beers, yeah.
Yeah. Which he knows the difference between Camden Hills and a Corona and a Modelo now.
It's always good fun, though, because you get him to get a beer, but then the whole time he comes back, you go, careful, careful, careful.
Yeah, and he leaves the fridge
and
open.
And then you shout at him for 5 minutes, yeah, asking him if he's shut the fridge.
You know what the problem is, right? On Instagram, I've seen videos of Labradors that can fucking do this, right? They put a bit of rope around the handle and they pull the fridge open and they get it and then they close the fridge and they bring the beer over to the owner. And my child can't even do it. He leaves the fridge open.
Dogs are probably smarter than kids.
Yeah, probably. Definitely our kid.
Definitely ours. For sure.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
We've currently got a paddling pool outside.
We do have a paddling pool.
Shout out to everyone who's got paddling pools in the garden at the moment.
Whoop, whoop.
Fucking pointless. What a waste of time.
What do you mean?
It takes so long to blow up. Even longer to fill up. Then you've got to put some hot water in as well.
Mm.
And then it just sits there. I've had to buy a net because there's that many flies in it. I've got a little pool net thing.
Mm.
The water is cloudy. I don't know what's in there.
Well, it's ready to be changed.
Yeah. And I know the grass underneath it's dead. It's...
You,
and there's a hole in
it. Do you know what it is? You are rotten. I'd hate to have you as my dad.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Paddling pools are a stable part of any child's life.
Rosie, honestly, I blew it up. I had a head rush. I felt ill. He kept asking us if it was done or not. Then I filled it up with the water. Then he said it was too cold. Then he played in it for 3 seconds and came in and watched the
telly. But he had a lovely time.
I wanted to go and grab him and just dunk him in it for like an hour, going, enjoy the paddling pool.
It's not how it works.
Nah.
It's really not how it works.
The flies have had more fun in it than him. And they all died.
Risky business.
Risk versus reward.
Don't do it, Rog. It's lethal in there, mate.
The fly called Roger.
That was the fly called Roger.
Fly was called Roger, and his mate, shortened it to Rog.
Yeah.
Great. A couple of cool dude flies we've got in there. Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
We watched Rocket Man, finally.
Rocket Man.
Burning on the streets of Heaven.
You made us laugh a lot the other night, right? We watched Rocket Man.
It was another
phenomenal film.
Not Schadenfreude.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, so Rosie didn't realise that the lyrics are Rocket Man burning out his
fuse up here alone.
Yeah. But for years, apparently, Rosie's been singing
Rocket Man burning out the streets of Heffalon.
The streets of Heffalon. No one knows where Heffalon is. But while walking around the house the other night, Rosie actually sung it and then quietly said to herself, I wonder where Heffalon is. And I nearly died laughing. Burning on the streets of Heffalon. Yeah. It's a great film. He was amazing, that Taron Egerton. Fantastic.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Very good film.
Just ridiculously
good. We always do that. We always just...
I do it with all of them. I do it with every film.
Not watch it and go, oh, no, we'll get round to it. Yeah. And then we watch it and I'm like, I wish I'd watched that before.
I'll tell you the three most recent films I've done it with. I did it with Bohemian Rhapsody. I did it with Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That was good.
And I did it with that one, with Rocket Man. I go, nah, I don't know what. Something in my brain goes, you're not like that. And I go, yeah, you're right. And then I watch it and I go, that was the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, it was very annoying because if you haven't seen it yet, obviously it's all about Elton John, his life, career, everything, and it's shot a bit like a musical, but Chris
I couldn't be having it.
Chris stupidly, at one minute he was a child and then he was singing something, then he was in another street and Chris is like, well, how did he get there? And I was like, are you all right? Like, what a stupid thing
look,
to say.
I'm absolutely fine with biopics skipping massive chunks of the life, so they kind of skipped his adolescent years.
Mm.
He skipped his teenage years until he was like, you know, doing gigs in like backing bands. But what happened was, him as a child was going for his first gig in the local pub. Spoiler alert, him as a child's going for the first gig in his local pub and he starts playing some classical and then his nana goes, play that one I like. And then he starts playing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting and then he's 21. And I was like, right, so he wrote Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting when he was fucking 9 then, did he? And Rosie was like, no.
Well, no, he might have.
Well, I'll never know, will I? Because his bastard biopic didn't tell us. If his biopic didn't tell us, how am I going to find out?
But it's a film.
But I wanted to know. Listen, you haven't danced to millions of people to that song. I have. It means something to me, right? And I want to know when it was written.
Mm.
And if he wrote it when he was 9, I'm even more impressed.
Oh, well, true. So I got upset, didn't I, when that came on?
Yeah. You were like...
Get emotional.
You were like, why am I emotional at this song? Did I used to perform it? And I went, you know, I did it in Strictly. And you went, oh, that must be it. And that just tells me how pissed you were every Saturday watching it. Christ alive.
Hey, tell you what, I'm so grateful for your Strictly experience.
Yeah.
And, well, I had a party didn't I? Every weekend, every Saturday night with all my family and friends. Mm-hmm. Glad I got that done.
To be fair,
adjusted.
Yeah.
Lovely memories.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, yeah. Glad I wasn't there for any of that.
Good times. Nice. So am I.
Yeah, to be fair. I would have been a nightmare.
Oh, horrible.
Don't like people in the house. Don't like it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
There'll be no beefs again this week.
Really?
No, because I have something very important to share with the listeners.
Okay.
Re my beef. So I would like to go first this week.
Oh, wow.
If that's okay. Wow. Is that all right?
Because there's no messing around. You're going straight in with the
beefs.
Okay.
It's a very sensitive topic.
Okay.
Just happened today, actually.
Right, yeah. I think I know what this is, but carry on.
Just to let you all know, just let you behind the curtain a little bit. Chris has been asking me to cut his hair for quite a while now.
4 weeks.
4 weeks. And I've just kind of been putting it off and whatever. And I said I would. I knew I could do it.
I'm going to let you finish this whole thing and then I'm going to chime in with what actually happened.
All right. Okay. Oh, what actually happened?
Yeah,
all right. On. Okay, then. Well, you don't know this, Christopher, but I recorded the whole thing. And I've cut it down to a 2:45 little snippet. Would you like to hear it?
No way!
Right, here we go.
No way!
For everyone at home, this is the twat that I am married to. Here we go.
I don't know if I'm all right with this. No, I don't know. Really, I don't know if I'm all right with this.
Are you ready? Here we go. Have a listen to this.
Is it a video or audio?
It's audio.
It's actually not terrible. Are you joking?
Well,
I'm not in it.
I've said for weeks, watch some videos or bring someone. I fucking made some hairdressers. You're gonna have to keep going now. You have to do the whole fucking thing.
Right then, jeez, Lord.
It needs to all be the same length. You know, the best way to do it is to do it in your fingers like that. Pull it out like that in your fingers and cut it like that so it's all the same length. This is all different fucking lengths now.
Just gonna stop it briefly. Mom, there's a lot of swearing here. But this is real life. Okay, this is real married life.
Oh god.
You know we don't like the BS, you guys.
Chris is
sweating because Chris remembers
I was
very hot, very, very horrible
right,
to me.
I'm gonna write. Okay. I need to interject. For 4 weeks I've been saying, do you think you could possibly cut me hair? Could you cut me hair, right? Is it all right? Could you watch a YouTube video? Should we maybe ring your mate who's a hairdresser and get it like talking through it? And you've been going, you've been going, I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah. Quite arrogantly. And then you started cutting me hair, which is the bit you haven't put in. You started cutting it, pissing yourself laughing.
Right, mate, you just let's carry on, shall we?
Go on then.
Here we go, listener.
It's not funny. Don't worry, we're gonna fall out here. Like, stop fucking laughing. It's not fair. You can't be laughing at it. I'm going on the fucking telly tomorrow, man. 7 fucking weeks. Will you do it? Will you look at some videos? Will you phone someone? You've just been like, oh dear, and now you're just pissing your fucking pants. It's not fair.
Oh, Chris, this is not a nice reaction, have you, man?
But it's not fair. You're just like laughing at me. It's really fucking scary. look at it, it's all different fucking lights. Said for fucking weeks, will you watch some videos?
Oh my god, right, well, get some videos then, for God's sake.
But why didn't you take it seriously?
It's hair, it grows back. You're being ridiculous.
I might shave your fucking
head. Okay, there is more.
Right, okay.
Do you want to carry on?
If you want to,
are you embarrassed?
I might as well. Well, I mean, yeah, but I stand by it. You are fucking laughing your head off. I mean, embarrassed at the sentence. I'm going on the telly tomorrow. That's upsetting. that's not going to age well.
Right, okay. Here's the rest.
Oh, fuck me. I'm boiling hot.
Have I not been saying for weeks, will you be able to do it for us? For weeks.
Stop it.
No wonder you weren't saying out. No wonder you were geek quiet. I thought you were geek quiet. I was like, why is she so quiet here?
Well, I do retaliate here.
I had no idea I was being recorded. I'm suing you.
Great.
See you in court.
Can't wait. Cost you a bloody fortune. Right, here's the rest.
You've made it into a really massive deal.
Is it? because it is a massive deal. I'm going
fucking
to
it's not a big deal.
Is that the scissors?
That's me tapping the scissors off the comb because I was so mad. So,
to be fair, you know, I probably shouldn't have been shouting and losing my temper at someone who was busy cutting me hair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Ready? There's only 25 seconds left.
Fuck
you
me.
Sort of redeem yourself.
Do I? Okay. Okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's actually not so bad.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
There we go.
Oh, God. I'm not safe in my own bloody house, am I?
I got me sorry.
I'm not safe in my own bloody house.
You horrible, fantastic, horrible, horrible man.
Listen, listen. You, with your blasé attitude, for weeks, I'll do it, I no bother, I. And do you know what, right? I did apologise. I apologised quite profusely. I yes. got you some flowers.
From the hallway.
Well, I bought them through. Already in the vase and that.
Oh, it's a good. It is a good job. I love you because you were shocking then. But
yeah.
I give as good. You know, I can be just as bad. So
yeah.
But and it looks bloody
it
lovely.
It does look really good. That's the most annoying bit, to be fair. I mean, that and the fact that you recorded the whole thing for, you know, massive reaching podcast I listen to. That's good. But yeah, it actually does look all right.
Well, yeah, you're welcome. You know what it is? I really hummed and hawed. I started recording it,
yeah.
But I didn't think you would go off like that. But anyway.
I was just really scared. And I've got, it's because I'm going out of London tomorrow to do that. It'll be on Saturday, I think. It'll be on Saturday on BBC One. It's the Peter Crouch Save Our Summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going on to that. I bet everyone's bloody partner on there can do hairstyles. Or I bet everyone's got really cool shaved heads. And I'm going to go looking like fucking, me mum's put a cereal bowl on me head. And
you can get
me.
Lost in
no,
bloody
that was
lovely.
Me thought
all
before
right, okay,
you did it.
Fair
and
enough.
You did it very well.
Right.
But yeah.
That's I'm going on that telly tomorrow. What'll Peter Crouch think of me
head? Hey, to be fair, Peter Crouch is the one I'm worried about. He's got a fucking great view of me head from where he is. He'll
very
be able to
true.
See the top of me hair and everything.
Well, I hope he compliments your hairdresser.
He will. He'll be looking down. He'll be going, oh, stay at that. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ.
Yep.
Look at him.
So there you go, guys. You know, we like to keep it real here. Very much a married couple.
I don't normally listen to the podcast back before it goes out, but I'm listening to
that.
Are you gonna damn right I am. I can't believe you. You're a little spy. Honestly, I'm not safe.
I didn't edit it all because it was about 40 minutes long and I got bored. But
40 minutes?
There is a bit later on when I was asking you if you're going on holiday this year.
Yeah.
So I thought that was I got into the role quite well.
Do you know what it is, right? So before we recorded this podcast, we had to do some reads for some adverts and you'd scripted them and you took 2 hours to script them all. And I remember looking at them when I was reading them before this recording, thinking, I mean, these are great, but this took a really... And that's what you're doing. You were editing that. No wonder you had your headphones. I remember thinking, why has she got her headphones?
Well, because there was a lot of awkward silence in between.
Oh,
of
Christ
just
alive.
You being a dick and me just like
Christ
cutting
alive.
Your head. So there you go. Anyway, I thought that was quite funny.
Amazing.
Listen,
well done.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love
very
you.
Well done.
I do. Yeah.
Very well done. Okay. Christ alive. Been honestly,
what's your beef
living with
me?
The enemy?
What's
going on? Is it worth it now?
Please let's not record each other all the time.
I beg your fucking pardon. I beg your fucking pardon. No, game on.
No,
game
don't.
On.
I did that because I just thought it would be quite funny to get the reaction of me cutting your hair. I didn't think you'd react the way you did.
Okay.
You're actually just listeners, just to let you know. And I'm not trying to stick up for him here and his horrific behaviour towards his wife. Chris, you are normally really mellow. So I was really shocked at the way that you were going on.
Just insecurities.
Tate.
I hate getting my hair cut anyway? I hate it. Thankfully, you didn't put a mirror in front of us because I fucking hate staring at my face for that long. But I just really don't like having my hair cut. And I think it was just, yeah, I can do it. And then literally what you cut off the beginning was you with a little, don't forget we're using Robin's baby comb because we don't have a comb in the house and some fucking kitchen scissors that we normally cut the bacon with by the looks of things. And you are just doing it. Oh, you wrapped it around my ear as well. Remember that?
What?
You put the scissors literally round the top of my ear, and I jumped, and you went, I didn't close them. And I was like, that's a fucking good start. And then you were literally laughing, going, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, for 4 weeks you've been going, yeah, I'll do it, no bother. 4 weeks!
It's just here. Yeah. Anyway, what is your beef with me?
Apart from you being a shit hairdresser, who actually turned out to be a good hairdresser, which was really annoying. My beef with you this week, personally, which, you know, I'm going to tell you what the beef is, but I haven't covertly recorded you, you know, because I'm not a Soviet spy.
I'd have survived all the wars.
Really? All the wars.
All of the wars.
All of them through time. Great.
Just.
My beef with you this week is you have started a business. We're podcasters now together. We're doing the book together. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, you know, financially and entrepreneurially in bed together and literally in bed together, but not now. But we are on the same team here, same companies, working together. You've started another business without us. I don't know how much money you're making from it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the income is here. I don't know whether I should be annoyed or offended that you're not letting us in on it.
What are you talking about?
You are starting your own bee, wasp and fly sanctuary in this house. And I don't know how much money it's making, but you're dedicated to it. Every fucking window and door, as soon as there's a bit of sun, straight open. Rosie, shut that, man. The what? Okay. Door open. I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but I locked the back door and you had to walk all the way around the other side of the house to
get
in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
just can't shut a door.
No, I just, honestly, Chris, I don't know where you grew up. I think you grew up in like some sort of spaceship, just where there was just you. Just you, your mum and dad, and nowt else, and nobody came, and there was just no wildlife. You didn't see grass for about 5 years.
Everything's like, block paved.
But it's the summer, right? You leave your doors and windows open because it's hot and it's nice to get air in the house. And you know what? You are outside more than you're inside. You know what? We live in a world where there's bees and wasps and flies, and they sometimes come in the house. It's not the end of the world. If you leave the door open all day, they'll just go back out.
Don't go back out. They haven't got a fucking clue, man. They're going on the ceiling. They're going on the telly. They don't know what's going on. Bloody millions of the bastards.
Honestly, I find it really difficult to live with you. Why don't we get one of them things for the door?
The net.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love one. I've been trying to get one for
ages. The look. Horrific. I'll be really sad.
There we go. So what you've just heard there, dear listener, what you just heard there is you've heard the classic Rosie thing that she does. She goes, why don't we do this, seeing the thing that would absolutely solve the problem? Then when I go yes, she immediately goes back on it because she didn't really mean it. What she wants to say is, what she should say is, I know the exact thing that would solve this, but fuck you, Chris.
All right, then. Yeah. I know the exact thing that would solve this, but fuck you, Chris.
Gonna see if we can get one. Your mum said that's what them beads in shops used to be for. You know the beads in shops? Where
that's exactly what they're for. Nana used to have the magnet ones.
All right, well, let's get them. Be great. I love one of them. Right, you can really like sort of make a scene when you're leaving as well.
Not really, better video of me coming out of one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want music. I'm going to costume.
Smoke machine?
Everything.
Fantastic. Right. It's on.
Great. Poor Rog.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your dilemmas, send us your office polls, send us your Zoom polls, send us your stories, send us your covert recordings of your partner while you're cutting their hair. Because you're a snake. Snake
in the grass.
So I've been looking at a lot of the questions this week. I've got quite a few.
I'm looking forward to it.
Start off with a dilemma. Here we go. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please settle this disagreement between me and my husband. No office poll, unfortunately. Boo. When you take your top off, does it end up inside out? My husband contorts himself into some awkward-looking shape and gets it off the right way round. Mine always ends up inside out. I was always told to wash and iron clothes inside out anyway, but he always complains that he has to put mine the right way around.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what you do with your pants.
Me, personally?
Oh, God. If you've
pants, do you mean trousers?
So if you've been wearing leggings or some kind of tracksuit pants or even a pyjama pant, and I'm doing the washing, you manage to take off your pyjama pants, both socks and knickers, and have them collected as one.
Like a scarecrow.
Like a scarecrow.
Ready
like,
to be stuffed.
They're literally, the pajama pants are inside out and the knickers are on the outside of them, but it's really the inside, but they're inside out. Mm-hmm. And the socks are gathered in the bottom. Like someone
talent,
has just
it?
Fucking disappeared wearing them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You impressed?
So that's how you do. No, not impressed. It's awful.
But you know how that happens with the socks?
Yeah.
Because I took me pants into me socks.
Yeah. Like
I'm always cold.
A chav on a bike.
And that as well.
Ring, ring.
Keeps them out of the way. Don't trip over as much. No, I can't remember whether my top goes inside out or not.
So
got
he must hold the neck of his top and pull the neck up over and then each arm out. What a nightmare. So, and we're talking, do you do the crossbody, grab each side and woof, over your head?
I think I do the pull the sleeve and pull it through.
What?
Over my head. I don't know.
So you hold the neck of your top, you pull one sleeve out, then you pull the other sleeve out, then you pull it up over your head. So it ends up the right way around.
Oh, yeah, then, yeah.
So you take your top off right around, you take your pants off in the most awkward way in the world, leaving all your socks and everything clumped together.
Yeah.
Quality. Just you, that. Just you.
It won't be, but...
No, I mean, it's just you. It's just
you're
cracking it.
All right, then.
Great. Can I just say, that was from Leanne, and Leanne's wrote at the end here, P.S. Sorry there's no shit or sex in this question, but my life just isn't that exciting.
Same here, Leanne.
It's absolutely fine,
and
mate.
And that is fine,
they
thank
don't
you.
All need to be there. Do you know, I've been looking through the messages today.
They're horrific, aren't they?
Well, a lot of them at the bottom, right? So let's just, before I read it, let's just find one here. Yeah, so some of them at the bottom, a few of them, I spotted them this today, says at the bottom, P.S., this is just a different one that I haven't read yet, P.S., here are some random horrendous words in the hope that you'll end up searching for them and stumble across this email.
Wow.
Shit, penis, smegma, moist, curdle, horror.
Oh, gosh.
We've made a rod for our own backs here. That's what people think we want.
Oh, my word.
Smegma and curdle?
Curdle, that's the one that gets me, like.
Heavens above.
Yuck. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. This next question here, this next email, it was like an emotional roller coaster. So, you know, if you watch a soap for a long while, or you watch like a movie trilogy and good guys become bad guys and, you know, if everyone changes.
Yeah.
Just listen to how many times you'll switch sides in this story, right?
Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
Hope you and your family are well. I have a question for you. We are. I have a question for you. What is the weirdest thing an ex of yours has done to get your attention after the breakup? So we're on her side now. We're like, okay, so just had some weird things with exes. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
All I'm telling you, I'm not going to do that the whole way through. I'm just telling you we're starting on her side.
Right, okay.
I was once fundraising for a charity by doing a sponsored skydive. After I broke up with my boyfriend periodically, I would receive an email telling me that he had donated to my fundraising page. I swear he did this because he knew I was a polite person and would have to text him to say thank you for the donation.
You don't, but that's fine.
Over a
cripplingly polite, clearly.
But I just love the fact that he's giving money to our charity thing. She's like, you're doing this because you still fancy me.
Come on, then. How dare you give to charity?
Yeah, creep.
To get in touch with me.
Over a 6-week period, he donated over £100 in small installments to get these thank you texts from me.
Well, that makes more. That's a bit.
Right, so you're on the journey. You're on the journey.
I'm seeing what you're seeing now.
Yeah,
okay.
Just so he could start a conversation. Yeah, yeah. We were in uni at the time, so that was a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
It got to the point where I was so wound up, I had to confront him to tell him to please stop giving money to my charity.
Please stop being charitable. Doesn't suit you.
So we're kind of on his side now, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Because
yeah,
she could just ignore it and maybe say it is, this is me charity.
Right.
You give all you want, mate. Right. I'm not getting in touch with you.
Ready to go the other way.
Okay.
Right? He told me that it just made him feel good to do generous things. And I felt bad for a second until I remembered that the final straw for me in our relationship was when he mortified me by shouting at a homeless man in the street because he had refused to accept the leftovers of his sandwich.
What? What?
He was walking down the street.
Right.
And he had a half-finished sandwich and he went to give it to a homeless person. And the homeless guy didn't want it, fucking obviously.
Right, sure.
And he berated the homeless guy for not wanting the sandwich. So I'm not, do you know what I mean? I was on her side, now on his side.
Okay, now he's
nuts.
He's not, yeah. Is there any more? Is
that no, it? That's it. Just ends, and she remembers that the final straw of the relationship was when he when he mortified me by shouting at a homeless man in the street because he had refused to accept the leftovers of my ex-boyfriend's sandwich.
Wow. Right, that's interesting.
I've never flip-flopped between so many sides in my life.
Same.
I wasn't on the fence. I was jumping over the fence.
That's good, that one.
It's carnage. Well,
I've got nothing to say about it, but no, at least it was the carnage. Charity got 100 quid.
You know what? Charity got 100 quid.
It did. There you go.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. Right, this is disgusting, right? It's short, it's sweet. It's not sweet.
It's not sweet.
Hey, I just started listening to your podcast and I feel like you are the right pair to ask about my most recent dilemma. Since lockdown has started, my partner and I have both been working from home, and he has taken the opportunity to sit, brackets, as men do, with his hands down his pants all day. Mm. This, well, we don't all do that, can I just say that? That's slander. This wouldn't be a problem except for the fact that he then touches his face and his face then smells. How the hell do I bring this up without offending him? Thanks.
Tell your boyfriend his dick stinks. Now tell him. That's horrific. Why do people send us this job?
Why do people not tell? Like, why do people put up with such shit for so long? And why do people not tell?
I'm sorry, but I would not have married you if you sat with your hands down your pants, right? For one, touch your face and it stank. Like, why would you put up with that?
Unbelievable.
His face smells of dick.
Darling, your face smells of your dick. Can you please go and wash your face and your dick? And brush your teeth. And wash your hands.
In that order.
Go have a shower.
Oh, that is horrible. That's vile.
Some men are gross.
Wow. That's...
babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So every now and then we have things on the podcast, different stories and things that people relate to, and then on Twitter people will send me something that went viral that's slightly similar, right?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, that happens a lot, right? But I've been sent something that is just basically in the vein. Someone retweeted it and tagged me in it and said, this is absolutely up your street of your podcast.
Oh, okay. And they're always interesting, actually.
Oh, my God, it is. So this went viral on Reddit. Mm-hmm. This was someone basically made a new Reddit account so they could post it and then just delete their account, but they just wanted to get the reactions of all the people on Reddit.
Right, okay.
Right?
And people is it a story?
People have lost their minds about it, yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm excited.
So they've wrote, posting under a throwaway must be the name of the account they just get rid of, and right. Because my post reaches cap and I need advice. I don't know what that means. It's Reddit talk and I'm not down with the kids. This is a screen grab. Gross situation, but both my parents have told me that it's not a big deal since we're all adults.
Mm.
Here's the story. My boyfriend, who we will call Sam, is a bit older than me, brackets 34, I'm 23. Mm. She's a female, he's a man. And this has never been a problem before, the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for over a year now, so things are pretty serious. However, when he came to meet my parents over dinner, hell broke loose.
Mm.
I thought everything was going fine at first, brackets. I've had boyfriends be shy around my parents before. They can be intimidating, close brackets. But around an hour in our dinner, my mom, American, pulls me aside.
Mm.
She explained to me that she and my dad had already knew my boyfriend. Obviously, I was confused as they had appeared to introduce themselves for the first time not that long ago at the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My mom explained that 10 years ago, she and my father had taken part in a threesome.
No.
With my boyfriend.
No. No.
How horrible is that?
Oh, no.
Isn't that the worst?
So, is that it?
No. Oh. I didn't want to hear any more, but she told me that they'd all slept together a handful of times. In retrospect, I didn't take this information well and I left their house by foot and I ran until I was far away enough to call for an Uber. I don't understand what that means. I've been home for a few hours now. Sam has called me literally hundreds of times in the last few hours trying to talk, but I don't want to answer. The whole thing is making me feel sick. I've picked up a call from my parents who told me to calm down and handle the situation like an adult. My mom called me immature for being so freaked out by the thought of her and my dad having sex, and she said that if I'm going to be part of a grown-up relationship, then I need to handle this type of thing more appropriately. I see a future with Sam, do you? But I never expected that my parents would be part of our history. I really do love him a lot, and I know it's not his fault that he chose to be involved with my parents such a long time ago. Is there a chance our relationship could survive this?
No.
Wow.
No. There is more people in the world.
Definitely.
Who haven't, well, hopefully, had a threesome with your mum and dad.
The mum is, the mum's 47 and the dad's 49. And the boyfriend's 34. So they're basically just 10 and a bit years older than 15
so
years old.
So he would have been 20s.
So he'll have been 24 and they'll have been in their late 30s.
Yeah. My word. That's rank, isn't it? You'd be gutted.
What would you do?
I don't think I could be with someone who'd had a threesome. Oh, even just saying it. Nah. No, sorry.
Because
you'd need that.
You'd need to know. You'd need details, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't want to know. I'd break it off right there and then. Oh, that's really sad though, because what if they really love each other? Like, it's not his fault that he's had a threesome with someone when he was younger. But that is...
I just think that when someone came up with the phrase love conquers all, they didn't take the scenario into account.
Anytime I say that now, I'm going to post this thread and go, it doesn't. It does. I'm sorry, it doesn't. That's really sad. What would you do?
Oh, I mean, like, absolutely. Weirdly, I would need to know the details, then I would get rid.
Ew,
I'd be like,
perv.
I need to know. No, I'll be like, I just because I will, it'll tears up. I'll just need to know the sort of mechanics of it. Who did what did who?
No,
what,
you where, wouldn't.
How many times? Where was it? Right, see you later.
Why would you want to know?
I just need it a piece of mind.
Even if you were going to finish it anyway? You're a perv.
Well, I couldn't keep seeing them if I knew that. That would be the worst.
Well, then why do you need to know?
Don't know. Oh. Maybe I'm not thinking of my parents. Maybe I'm thinking of this particular scenario.
Think of it as your parents right now. Right?
No.
Would you want to know everything?
No, I don't think
right
so.
There you go.
I think I'd probably be in prison because I think I'd have murdered all three of them at that dinner.
Oh, gosh. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here. This confused me, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Right? Dear Chris and Rosie, my husband and I have been together 11 years, but today, I found out he eats his Weetabix with just cold milk and mountains of sugar.
Mm. Is that bad?
Well, I was just about to say, initially, do you find that weird?
No.
Because I read that and I thought, what's the problem here?
Well, the norm
right.
is to have warm milk, I think, with Weetabix.
Okay,
but
so.
You can have cold milk as well.
Brings us on to your next bit.
Mm.
Really sad that I never realised he was a moron before I married him. So just having a massive go at me, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I have mine with warm milk. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Or hot water.
Ew. That's...
How dare she?
How dare you? What's her name?
Stacey.
Stacey.
How dare you?
Water? Cold water?
Hot water?
Hot water. Hot water.
Like a cup of tea?
Oh.
Is that... Am I... Because it was one of them things where I read it and I'm like... It's like an office pole situation.
Mm.
I don't know if that... So but she's, that's fucking
she's
disgusting.
Massively offended that he has cold water.
Milk. No, sorry. She's massively offended that he has cold milk and sugar, but right. She has either warm milk or hot water.
Hot water, monkey.
But you said, I have mine with warm milk or hot water. So not hot milk, warm milk or hot water. So the water's got to be hotter than the milk. And she's like, as this is normal to me, to settle an argument, how do you eat yours? Not with fucking hot water, Stacey. What the hell's the matter with you? It's not a cup of tea.
I don't eat Weetabix.
Well, I mean, you can't say it for a start.
What did I say?
Weetabix? You are not eat Weetabix.
I don't like Weetabix.
I don't know what accent that is.
Neither do I. Weetabix.
Yeah.
Robin loves the stuff.
Yeah.
I used to like it when I was younger, but...
But hot water, water's what my dad and his brother and sisters used to put on their cereal when they ran out of milk.
Yeah.
And they lived in, you know, like a mining village.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
What do you have yours on yours?
I'd never have it, but it would probably be warm milk.
Robin has warm milk on his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacey, come on, love.
Hot water? Fucking hell.
I know. My friends eat. I've said this before, didn't I?
Mm.
She has like water and salt on her porridge because she grew up on a farm.
I don't know if you said Zita's the one who eats a full apple, like a full apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
she
a
eats
horse.
A full apple.
Eats and the corn, she, everything. Pips
yeah, she
the
has.
Lot,
she has water and salt in her porridge.
Ugh. Is she a horse?
No, possibly. Don't know. She's bloody lovely. I miss her actually.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Oh, you look happy.
This is yeah.
Okay.
So we've had for want of a better sort of phrase, we've had like mother-in-laws from hell at weddings, crazy mother-in-law crack on here before.
Yeah, yeah.
Might have the best one ever here.
Ooh.
But I've got to be really careful because it's one of them ones where they go, keep us anonymous, and then they tell a fucking story that I don't think has happened to anyone else in the world.
Right.
So...
Oh, so we're not being trapped here, are we? We're not being catfished into a fake story.
No, no. It's, I can see it. I can see it being real. Okay. And it's mortifying.
Hi,
Chris and Rosie.
Uh-huh.
Please keep me anonymous, as this isn't really my story, and it's already kicking off because of it. But I thought Rosie would get a kick out of this one.
I love it when you do the questions.
It's a lovely little surprise,
this is
isn't it?
Lush. It's yeah. Really nice hearing them. Is this what the listeners feel like?
Yeah. Nice. My friend was due to get married next month, but because of the corona, she's rescheduled for next summer. She has just been told by her mam that she has also booked the same venue on the same day, a couple of hours before she gets married, to renew her vows.
No. Did she know? Did she know that they'd renewed it to the next year at that place?
The mother has also informed her daughter that she will be wearing a white dress and would like to have a section of the reception for her friends to enjoy her day, and that the daughter will have to deal with it. She also would like to have a dance with her husband before her daughter and son-in-law's first dance.
No, what? What? Is that real?
That, she wrote, this is fucking crazy. How would you react? I mean...
Do you know, right, okay.
My problem here is anyone listening goes, and that's me. So
what do
apologies.
You mean,
well,
me.
You know, we've just been told this. I'm not saying any names, but if you're listening, you go, that's me.
That's my mom.
Yeah, I doubt anyone else in the world's doing that.
Yeah, that's very just one person situation, I think. Well, it's a hard one, right? Because you know how laid back I am.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't mind that happening, personally. I love my mom to death. Yeah, but it's the, if she hadn't told us.
Right, okay.
If she hadn't told us and she just went, oh, well, actually, me and such are getting married, renewing my vows.
Yeah.
Bloody blah. I mean, I'd be very shocked if my mum and dad renewed the vows because they haven't been together for over 10 years. But if...
You're going to get married again before you can renew the vows.
Like, what's going on? But it would be if she just sprung it on us. I'd be like, no, that's ridiculous.
What do you think about waiting for your first dance? So you might have a first dance.
It's just rank, isn't it? You know, but there is though. there is some people like that who just only think of themselves and they don't think of other people in a situation. Like her mum would be like, well, me and your dad just want to have a dance just before yours. Why? What's the matter with that? It's like, what?
You see, there's also a part of me that goes, if the mum's paying for the wedding, she's going to have to let her do it.
Mm. That's always a problem,
she might be
it?
Swinging her dick around.
Do you think?
She goes, look, I'm holding the purse strings. Me and him are going to have a dance first.
A lot of parents do that, you know.
Really?
Not to name names, but I've known of people's parents who are paying towards a wedding.
So, invite
so then they all have to invite all their friends.
Oh,
and so the wedding ends up being just all your man dad's mates.
Right.
And people are like, well. But then if you don't want to get into debt and your mum and dad have kindly offered to pay towards your wedding, then there you can.
Gotta let the mates come.
Mm-hmm, gotta let the mates come.
Goodness me. Goodness me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. I had to write to you both about a friend who I knew at university who got married to what I can only describe as a total and utter twat. Brackets story below.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
She was one of those friends... This is cold, by the way.
Okay.
She was one of those friends from uni who I just ended up being in the same friendship group with. I was never really that close to her, so feel no guilt about sending this story to you both for your podcast.
Wonderful. Thank
cold,
you.
Cold, man.
Here we go.
So cold. Via Facebook Messenger, the friend had mentioned and announced a few of us from uni that she had got engaged.
Okay.
We were all a bit surprised when we thought that she had broken up with the guy that she was now engaged to a few months back.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. Apparently, they had reunited and whilst in bed, brackets, the same night they were getting reunited, so they'd literally just got back together, doing the business, he proposed.
Mm.
And this is how he did it.
How?
This is fucking bold. She put brackets. I found the original message on Facebook Messenger. So she sent us the transcript.
Oh. So the girl has told them exactly what he did?
Yeah. So right. Tell us, how did he propose? Friend, in bed. He turned over last night. Him, knock, knock. Me, who's there? Him, will you marry me? Me, will you marry me who? Him, will you marry me, you donut? Yes, he proposed by using a knock, knock joke. Doesn't even work, man.
It
doesn't work. As a comedian, I'm furious. That doesn't fucking work.
Will you marry me, who?
You don't. Will you marry me, who? What's she doing?
She's ruined it.
There was never meant to be a punchline.
No, the premise of it was knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there?
We'll do it. Ready?
Yeah.
No, you do it. You be him. Ready?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Will you marry me? Right, yeah.
Are you being serious?
No.
That's what it was meant to be. Will you marry me?
Bless her, though. She hadn't seen him for ages and he's just shagged her one night and then he's proposed.
Wow.
Gets better, though.
Oh, is there more?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Chris, I love it when you do this.
As you can see from the proposal, the marriage was always doomed. They did get married, but the marriage was short-lived.
Mm.
I saw this friend a few years back at a joint friend's wedding. We got talking about her ex-husband and how it had all just been one big, massive mistake. Trying to make light of the situation, I said, well, at least you can sell your ring and go on a nice holiday or something. Wrong. Her ex-husband had engraved the wedding ring with the word Bellend, so no one would ever buy it.
No, don't even. That's...
He got Bellend engraved on the ring.
That's awful.
Why would you do that? He's the worst man.
He clearly is horrible. Horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
My friends and I have a thing going on where we just send voice notes of dilemmas over WhatsApp to each other.
Mm.
We've had all kinds of questions, but the one that's caused the most recent outrage is this.
Mm.
If you had to live with one of these constantly for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay, I've got to live with one of these constantly.
One of these things constantly. Forever. Right? Till the day you die, you have one of these things. You've got to pick one of them. There's four. Headache. Oof. Trapped wind.
Oh.
Period pain.
Oh.
Nausea.
Oh, my word.
Which one would you choose?
Headache, trapped
wind. It's filth,
wind,
that, isn't it?
Nausea.
So
period pain.
Nothing. No paracetamol, ibuprofen, nothing else. You've just got one of them forever and you've just got to live with it.
Trap wind.
Good one. good one. I would probably also go with trap wind because I eat so fast. I've almost got trap wind all the time anyway.
Although you can be hospitalised for trap wind.
Well, it depends how bad it is. Sometimes people think they've broke their back and it's trap wind. It can be really bad. You can get trap wind in shitty places like your shoulder. I was going to say your shoulder.
Well, I knew someone who had to go to hospital.
Trap wind because of trap wind in the shoulder.
I bet they were dead embarrassed telling everyone. He had to stay over. What was it? Just needed a fart.
Needed a fart out of his shoulder. His fucking suit jacket stunk.
In fact, I have the pads taken out of everything.
Pads?
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Hope you're both keeping well. I have an awkward work dilemma. Do you just go, eh?
I'm all right.
Great. I have an awkward work dilemma on my hands, and I'm hoping you can advise how I can get myself out of it as I'm close to smashing my head into a brick wall.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
It's not that bad. It's just, right. Somehow, despite it probably being the most used word in the world right now, my boss is saying COVID-19 instead of COVID.
Oh, nah. Where's he? Is he Yorkshire?
COVID. He's saying COVID.
COVID.
So he's saying COVID-19. So COVID-19, right?
Horrible.
He said it. You just tell how pissed off this person is. He said it at least 10 times on the 20-plus person Zoom meeting we had. Oh. He also types it as COVID in emails and reports, some of which go to senior management. I should have just corrected him when it started, but I didn't. And now we're weeks in and I don't want to embarrass him. I know it's just a little thing, but in these trying times, everything is heightened and I am finding it very grating. How can I address this without sounding like a patronising dickhead? It may get to the stage where I shout over one of those 20-plus person Zoom meetings, it's COVID-19, for fuck's sake, drop the shitting, aw.
That is horrific.
It's really annoying, isn't it?
How? I'm sorry, but we are weeks in. It's everywhere. How is he still putting an R in it? That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. All suggestions welcome. I don't think he listens to the podcast, but please keep me anonymous just in case.
Oh, what's he going to do?
Ideally, he would be listening, as this would solve the whole issue.
True.
Hey, mate.
Great. Very good.
Thank you.
Personally, I wouldn't tell him.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't say no.
It's too far gone, man.
Nah, let him keep being a moron.
In emails.
And he's emails. The boss.
He's the manager, then the senior management above him. So
that's really hard because I've had managers before when they're talking and you listen to them talking and you think, you are stupid. How are you a manager? Do you know what I mean though? That's the same. How some people are stupid and they shouldn't be like people's bosses. And that's,
and it says more for the places you work, to be fair.
Possibly. And I'm not hugely intelligent, but there's been times when I've just thought, you are a moron and you are in charge of us and you're putting an R in COVID-19. Like, oh, it would infuriate me, but I wouldn't say anything. No. I'd be like, you just carry on.
Yeah.
And then hopefully your boss, your big, big boss further down the line will go, Simon, there's no R, you idiot. You're making a mockery. Of this.
Make a fool of yourself.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
bab. Dear Rosie and Chris, hope you are both well. Mm. My friends and I devised a pizza scale at uni from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Each number represents how good looking someone is. 1 being a minger and 10 being a sex god / goddess.
Okay.
The pizza slices get more delicious as the scale increases. So, it's obviously code that these people... First of all, it's a girl. Who's actually invented this.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like a sexist minging thing a bloke would do, but it's actually a girl and our friends at uni.
Oh, no, there's some rank sexist minging girls as well, yeah. So that's fine.
So if someone's disgusting and ugly, you know, they've got 10 code words for how fit someone is. It's a fucking nightmare. It's students have got far too much time on their hands. Mm. But they've got 10 pizza flavours ranking how fit someone should be.
Oh, right, so it's pizza flavours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at the list here. I'm looking at the list of pizzas from 1 to 10.
Okay, so they've got a list of pizzas.
So if someone's a 10, right, yeah, yeah. So if someone's a 1,
yeah.
Right, and they just listen to how fucked up this is, right?
Okay.
1, minger, the most ugly you can be. Margarita.
Oh no, you love a margarita.
I disagree already. Yeah. Already I'm fuming. So I looked back, I remember I looked back up in the email. I thought, have I got this the wrong way around? But no, one is a minger.
But margarita is the creme de la creme.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so simple. It's so beautiful. Okay. It's perfect, right?
So what's five?
Five's Hawaiian.
Oh, you see? Well, this is personal preference because...
But it's... Right. Number one, absolute minger, in their words, margarita.
Yeah.
Number two, bit fitter, four cheese. So that's more cheese than a margarita.
Right, okay.
Better.
Number three.
Number three, chicken and mushroom. Little bit fitter. Chicken and mushroom pizza. Mm. I'm not having this. Mm-hmm. Number four, barbecue chicken.
I love barbecue chicken.
Well, what's happened? You've changed the base. It's not a tomato base anymore. It's bullshit.
Right.
Number five, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Right? So we're getting to above average people now, right?
But this isn't right. This isn't right because Hawaiian... is a very controversial pizza topping.
Unbelievable. Don't know why it's in five.
A lot of people don't like, I mean, I personally
maybe that's why it's a five, actually. That might be the only one on the whole fucking scale that makes sense.
Right.
Number six, slightly above average looking, pepperoni.
Okay.
Don't agree with it.
People love pepperoni.
Right. Number seven, veggie supreme.
Oh, they've gone wrong.
Who the fuck are these people?
That should have been a two.
That should have been a one, veggie supreme.
I like a veggie supreme. See, but I don't know whether I'm the minority.
Number eight.
Right.
Slightly better looking again. Mm. Nearly a top here. So eight, we're talking 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
we're talking
this
really
is,
good looking, beautiful
this
person.
Is good.
Yeah. Meat feast.
Ah, see now.
Too salty. Too much going on.
Don't like a meat feast.
Don't like it. Right?
Very fattening.
Now, we're talking a 9 and a 10 out of 10.
These need to be
We
good.
Are talking worldies.
Yeah.
We are talking models.
Yeah.
We are talking cover girls and cover boys.
Yeah. Cover
girls. Number nine. Caramelised onion and goat's cheese.
Oh, they've lost us. They've absolutely lost us. Who's putting goat's cheese on a pizza?
These fucking
What's
animals.
This? Eaten.
Eaten. The boys only college where this girl has done this.
Well, she snuck in.
Where this girl has done this.
What's another posh uni?
Cambridge, Oxford.
Yeah, one of them.
Durham. Edinburgh. you ready for number 10?
I don't know if I am. It's going to be like...
I swear to God, right? Number 10.
Pecorino cheese.
The best looking person that they could ever see. So if someone is a 10 out of 10, boy or girl, they are gorgeous.
Right.
Your fucking mouth hits the floor.
Yeah.
They have likened them to the pizza, spinach and ricotta.
Oh, I hate them.
I can't believe...
I hate them.
Honestly, Hannah Peach is who sent this in. Stop listening to this podcast. You're not welcome.
I'm surprised she listens in the first place. So what? A spinach and ricotta pizza?
Spinach and ricotta.
That's going to be wet.
Again.
Spinach.
Well, girls did this list, so maybe it's
well,
all...
Well, I'm a girl.
Yeah, but number 10, if you're wet, maybe it's all cold.
Or maybe it is.
But there's
okay,
too many
Hannah.
Levels of cold.
All right, Hannah. No, I'm getting it. Okay, spinach.
No,
spinach
bullshit.
And ricotta,
where's
they
the ricotta?
Are two very
well,
wet
the ricotta coming from?
Ingredients.
This is horrible. These are honestly your top three pizzas are the worst pizzas on
no,
the planet.
Unfortunately, Chris, all this shows us is how scummy we are. Because she mentioned our favourite pizzas under five. So we are basic, we're scumbags.
I noticed you didn't put a micro pizza in there.
I love a micro pizza.
Bloody Chicago town.
Well, mate. Now wrong with them.
Spinach and ricotta. Fucking brush your teeth.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's Shagmarinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Look, you're all beautiful. You're all 10 out of 10 for us. You all... Spinach and ricotta. It doesn't work. You're all a bunch of margaritas, and in my book, that's the best.
I agree. Love yous.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.